You're listening to SBS News.
This protest outside an iPhone manufacturing plant in Zhengzhou in central China is just one of a number of protests that have flared as the number and severity of COVID-19 outbreaks has risen across the country. It's prompting authorities in areas including Beijing, the capital, to close neighbourhoods and impose other restrictions that residents say go beyond what the national government allows. Tensions have been mounting over Chinese efforts to combat the renewed rise in infections by putting ever tougher restrictions in place. Hu Jiang, an inspector at China's Department of Infectious Diseases and the National Bureau of Disease Control and Prevention, announced new figures.
The number of new infections continues to increase. Since November, 1,253,000 cases of infection have been reported nationwide. In the past week, an average of 22,200 cases were reported every day, which was twice the number of the previous week.
The number of cases is still climbing, but European scientists are questioning the wisdom of China's drive for zero COVID. That's not tolerating any cases of the virus. Professor Annelies Wilder-Smith, a specialist in infectious diseases at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, says the Chinese government realises there needs to be a balance between restrictions and freedoms, but too many elderly and vulnerable people haven't had the vaccine.
You know, there's a trade-off. And the government needs to decide at one stage, when do we have enough vaccine coverage? When do we think, you know, we can really protect the vulnerable and then allow the virus to circulate? In my mind, there's no other option. You have to allow this virus to circulate. You have to build up some natural immunity whilst protecting those who are vulnerable. And that can only be done with very high vaccine coverage rates.
She says repeated lockdowns have meant the general population has not built up the levels of immunity that's been possible in other countries. And Professor Wilder-Smith says the zero COVID policy is being exercised to the detriment of people's mental health and welfare.
I think they're over ambitious to keep the cases down, and therefore they have to resort back to their lockdowns. They have had very small numbers of deaths. And in my mind, it should be the number of deaths that drive the decision to have a lockdown that has so much collateral damage.
According to Professor Francois Ballou from University College London, around 90% of the population is vaccinated. But if you look at the elderly in particular, that rate falls to 70%, and that's not enough to ensure herd immunity. Professor Ballou also believes lockdowns alone are not sustainable in the long term.
Eventually, it becomes very difficult to suppress the virus. And in the absence of, let's say, immunity in the population provided by prior infection and poor vaccination rates, this is a difficult situation.
China's infection numbers are lower than those of the United States and other major countries, but the ruling party is sticking to zero COVID, which calls for isolating every case, while other governments are relaxing travel and other controls and trying to live with the virus. China is the world's biggest trader and the top market for its Asian neighbours and Australia as well. Weakness in consumer or factory demand can hurt global producers of oil and other raw materials, computer chips and industrial components, as well as food and consumer goods. Professor Ballou says the existing system is simply not working.
Without actually any other measures, like, for instance, strengthening of the healthcare system, ensuring that people are vaccinated or whatnot, then essentially they're just kicking the can down the road.
Alan Lee, SBS News.